"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each individual. And for organizations, LHH provides consultative support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. Today.
We're going to talk now with Matt Capilato. We had him on recently. Matt's daughter was Alexandria.
Alexandra.
She died from fentanyl poisoning. She thought she was taking an oxycodone pill. Yeah. And it turned out to be laced with fentanyl, which is an extremely powerful form of heroin.
There are more and more stories every day about fentanyl. I mean, they've got to just do something to deal with this scourge.
The stuff's manufactured in China, and it makes its way into Mexico, where it's refined into product, and it's coming over the border by the billions. So billions of dollars, billions of pills, and lots of people are taking what they think are other drugs, and instead it's deadly fentanyl. And there was a bill, which we'll have Matt explain, called Alexandra's Law, which died in committee yesterday, the Senate Public Safety Committee, which is the worst named committee in the history of civilized society. Yeah. Because all they do is they destroy the infrastructure to keep the public safe, and they create laws that make the world dangerous. And this is another example. So
These are people that don't like people going to prison. They don't believe in incarceration. So they're not going to deal too favorably with any bill that could lead in that direction. And this one would particularly make it so that anyone who's convicted of selling drugs will get a formal notice. It says it's extremely dangerous to human life to manufacture or distribute real or counterfeit controlled substances. If you do, and a person dies as a result of that action, you can be charged with voluntary manslaughter or murder. They think it would make it easier for DAs to charge a drug dealer with murder if a person dies from their product.
All right, let's get Matt on. Matt Capilato, thanks for coming back on with us.
Sure, thanks for having me again. I'll point out equally with what you just read, Ken, this serves as a deterrent to keep people out of prison. And that's our goal. By the time somebody's being arrested and charged with this, it's unfortunate, but somebody's died. We want to keep that from happening. So, this is really a no-brainer of a piece of legislation. legislation because it will work as a strong deterrent to keep somebody from selling deadly drugs, knowing that they can be charged with murder if that somebody on the end of that transaction dies.
Yeah, I'm looking at a quote from good old Scott Wiener from the Public Safety Committee, the senator from San Francisco. "We've gone through long periods of time in this country of incarcerating drug dealers, including low-level drug dealers, for long, long periods of time," which points out what I said. He's opposed to any bill he thinks is going to lead to more prison time for anybody.
Well, yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like the bill puts you in prison for a long period of time if you end up killing somebody with the drugs you sold them.
Yes. And if you're a repeat offender, remember, the goal is to get somebody to change their behavior and stop. And we believe many people will. The same type of legislation has proven results with handling DUI cases. This is exactly the same type of legislation that is used to handle drunk driving. This will work to keep people from continuing to sell deadly drugs.
Well, go ahead.
Need to be locked.
Hello, you there?
Yes.
No, continue. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, and I'll talk on Scott Wiener for a moment. He actually likes the part about us warning the dealer, making him aware that that there are deadly drugs and that he should stop selling. His point of contention is he doesn't want that admonishment to be able to be used against them in a court of law, and that would pretty much neuter the bill.
Well,
if we could
that's kind of a stupid position.
Yes.
That is a stupid position.
Exactly. His other point of contention, and this was a couple of the other senators on the committee, is that they would like to see this limited exclusively to fentanyl. And we had a broader range of drugs, cocaine, for example. And the reason that is because we're seeing this broader range of drugs tainted with fentanyl. People are dying from thinking they are getting cocaine, but they're getting cocaine that is either pure fentanyl or it's had fentanyl added to it. So they wanted to take that element away from it as well.
So, I mean, but they don't want any serious consequences for people pushing deadly drugs on the street. In other words, it's okay by them, and the number of people who die doesn't matter to them. The fact that your daughter died doesn't matter to them.
Absolutely. We had we had 40 or so parents there, all with holding pictures of our dead kids. Parents were allowed to address these people briefly, and they were on their cell phones. They were looking down. They
How infuriating is that when you're talking about your dead daughter, your dead son, and you can't even get their attention for a minute or two? They're looking at their stupid phones.
It was sickening.
Wow.
I was very disappointed. I'd also like to mention, though, what this has led to. There was an article that just came out today that Todd Spitzer, the district attorney of Orange County, has assigned a special prosecutor to work with the feds, and he's basically being cross-deputized so they can charge. They can use a state-level attorney to charge somebody under a federal statute. And that pretty much eliminates that need to prove that the drug dealer knew the drugs were dangerous. So we are seeing district attorneys finding ways to circumvent our legislature and work around them.
Good.
And something like that is actually going to lead to harsher penalties for these drug dealers.
They have an absolute rule that they don't want anyone to go to prison for anything. And it's amazing how ironclad it is with them, even to the point where you have 40 parents talking about their children who died. And they don't even have
they don't even
have the decency and the manners to look at the parents and listen to their story. They just rudely, obnoxiously stare at their screens, waiting until it's over with.
Matt, it says here three of them have abstained out of the five. What was that about?
They're cowards. An abstained vote keeps them from being able to be questioned on why they voted no. You know, it's basically the same as a no vote.
Yeah, it is.
We called them out on that at the end. We were pretty much being kicked out, but big deal. The hearing was done, and they already voted.
I mean, that must be absolutely infuriating. Who's the only one who voted yes on this list?
Yeah, and God bless her. I commend her, Senator Ochoa Bogue from San Bernardino County. And I also want to commend Senator Melendez, who has brought this forward twice now. And she's done an excellent job of articulating the argument. And, you know, as she points out, I don't forget the exact words, but, you know, talk about prison overcrowding. What about cemetery overcrowding?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, they don't care about all these dead people. So for the record here, these state senators, all Democrats, Stephen Bradford, Sidney Kemlager, Nancy Skinner, and Scott Wiener, all voted no, in effect.
Correct.
So you have another shot, though, Matt, to bring this back? Is it possible to amend it?
So I think we will, you know, potentially look at amending it to fentanyl. But we aren't going to take the amendment that they want, where this cannot be used against them.
Then it's totally guts the bill. It's a non-bill.
Absolutely. The other thing I want to mention is, and I plead with anybody who might be out there who can help us out with this, we would love to make it a ballot initiative. We know the people will support this bill, you know, it's terribly expensive. But if we could get the financial backing to get this on the ballot, this will save lives.
Well, Matt, if we hear from anybody, we'll forward their information to you.
Appreciate it. Appreciate you giving us the attention it deserves.
Anytime.
Right. Thanks a lot for coming back on.
Thank you both.
Hi, that's Matt Capiluto. He lost his daughter, Alexandra, trying to get some oxycodone while on college break a couple of years ago. She did, but it was laced with fentanyl, and she died.
Aren't these people...
He's made it his mission to toughen the laws here in California dealing with fentanyl poisoning.
Aren't these people gross, though, sitting there staring at their phones?
Oh, and then abstaining because now my fingerprints, they think, aren't really on the bill one way or the other.
Scott Wiener, like one of the most disgusting, gross, revolting human beings on the planet. Honestly, I mean, how could you possibly sit in a room with 40 grieving parents and his idea is like, well, it's okay if you tell the drug dealer that this stuff could kill. Well, the drug dealers know that this stuff kills. They know that. They know their customers die. They don't
Who
care.
Who was the guy years ago from San Francisco to drive us crazy? Another state senator?
Leno.
Leno, that's right.
No,
Mark Leno and the child porn on your computer.
Yeah. He didn't want to make it a felony to have child porn on a computer.
Yeah, because he was trying to say, well, if you have a few images, that could be a mistake.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah.
Well, I think he used a number that was much higher before.
Oh, yeah. It was really high. Yeah. Well, somebody ought to download Leno's computer.
We got more.
Scott Wiener, just the most one of the most reprehensible, repulsive people you will ever find in Sacramento. John and Ken, KFI.
The big story today, and I just want to start by telling you this. Water in California is shared across three main sectors. Statewide, average water use is roughly 50% environmental, 40% agricultural, and 10% urban. Yet all the news today is about this horrible, stupid virtue signaling that we're going to have to water just one day a week. And if things don't improve by September, there could be a total ban in some areas from watering your lawn. Outdoor watering.
It's incredibly dishonest.
That's got to be such a small... I mean, if we're only 10% of the usage, how much is outdoor watering of that percent, right? How could this make any difference?
It doesn't. It doesn't make any difference. Most of the water is used by farming, period.
And 50% environmental, too. That's because they want to make sure that the salmon survive. And
exactly. But I'm talking, they
dump a whole lot of water out to out to the ocean.
There's two different categories. When you look at usable water, this doesn't include all the salmon water that's flushed into the ocean, but water that we actually capture and use. 80% of it is used for farming. Out of the 20% that's left, 14% is used for business and industry. Human beings living in homes and apartments use 6% of the water. That's our share of the...
So how does this make any difference?
Why? It doesn't.
Is this just so they can talk about climate change? Because that's all I heard today. It's because of drought and climate change.
Because they want to scare people and control them. Everything they do is about controlling our lives. That's their business. That's what they live for. They know it's 6%. If you're
now,
in charge,
these are different people than your COVID people, right? It's just making sure. Okay.
Oh, but it's
why COVID people control our lives. Now it's the water people.
Well, no, but it's government. It's people who get into government. They're not the brightest people. We know that. What they are is they want to lay down rules. They want to tell us how to live. They know better. This is what they get out of life: telling people what to do. I mean, this is the default switch for humanity. Humanity is nothing but hundreds of thousands of years of rulers telling people what to do or killing them, right? History is nothing but invasions. It is about kings and
conquerors.
Conquerors tromping around.
Well, that's why the woke people hate this country. We were conquerors.
Yes, but that part is correct. It was a bunch of conquerors that came in and started pushing around all the native tribes, right?
Yeah.
Either killing them or forcing them into a certain religion, killing all the animals. No, we're a ridiculous species. And here in a little corner of the world, we have some freedom, and we've got a whole strain of people who live in this fairly free country who are trying to remove a lot of the freedoms we have. And that is the way of the species. We are violent. We are stupid. We are easily panicked. And we want to control other people. That goes on in everybody's private life all day long.
I wonder if some people, though, have gotten to the point where they shrug this off because, what was it, 6 months, a year ago, Newsom said, I'm going to ask you to voluntarily cut back your water usage. And nobody did.
Oh, I don't think most people.
Now, what are they going to do? Send out the water police to see if you're watering your lawn more than once a week?
They don't have the water police. They don't have enough police to deal with murderers.
Uh-huh.
What are they going to do? What are they going to do when they can't even put a murderer in jail? They're going to put a guy who's overwatering his lawn in jail? What you're going to have, though,
they have a $2,000 fine they're supposed to levy, I'm reading here.
Yeah, you're going to have a smattering of the
$2,000 per acre foot of excess water use.
The neighborhood busybody. Sticking her hairy little snout.
Oh, that does happen, yes.
Yeah, because there's always those people. They're just...
Well, their sprinklers are on three times this week.
They're... I have all a stereotype of what they look like, what they sound like. I was just telling Deborah off the air about these people. The kind of person who, like, if you're in a theater, comes and tells you, you got to put your mask on, you got to put your mask over your nose. Same person lives next door to you. It's like, well, it looks like you're using too much water. I'm going to report you to the water department here so you could be fined. They're the ones who are calling
in. The average person uses 125 gallons of water a day. They want to get the number to 80 gallons per person.
You know what? They can go F themselves. I don't believe their water shortage. I don't believe any of their...
You won't be able to bathe.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
There's plenty already not to...
Yeah, it'd be funny if they did.
Most people are probably going to ignore them, and they should ignore them. I wouldn't spend even 15 seconds worrying about my water use.
And I'm tired of the back and forth. Every year we get a little less rain. Man, their hair's on fire.
Tired, burned out, don't believe it, shut up, go away, go after the farming industry. And you know what? It turns out the farming industry is only 2% of California's GDP. They're not even that big a deal.
Yeah.
So people say, well, farming is very important. It's like, well, actually, no, it's not. It's not that important.
But don't we produce a lot of the nation and the world's food? Even though it's a low...
Like all the almonds we send to China, who cares?
But there's a lot of other fruits and vegetables.
Like, yeah, but if it's for other countries, who cares? Let them grow their own.
Well, I don't know where it's going. Some of it goes to other parts of the stuff.
A lot of it is exported elsewhere. So let them grow their own. Not if it means we can't use our share of water.
All right. When we come back, Twitter workers are freaking out over Elon Musk taking over. They're communicating with each other. They're nervous. Some sound suicidal. People are really, really frazzled, as one put it. We'll talk about it coming up.
Another weird cult. John and Ken, KFI.
Well, I was actually thinking about this morning when I heard all this craziness about conserving water, how badly this state, along with everything else it does, manages resources like water and electricity. Do you see other states doing this?
No.
I mean, the electricity rates are far higher than other states. Now they're trying to put out new water restrictions they haven't had for years. I don't hear about this. Other states, I'm sure, have suffered from lack of rain or snow for periods of time. You don't hear about this.
Because
it's only this crazy place.
We don't build water storage. Other states do. We don't find other sources
right,
of water.
We have policies that are driving us towards renewables when we don't have enough electricity to deliver that.
It doesn't work. Not enough wind, not enough solar. There's
not
no storage.
Now it does not.
No. And now is all we have. You can give me all your science fiction stories about what it's going to be like in 50 or 100 years. I don't care. I'm going to be dead. I need the electric to work today. No. And I want it at why do I have to pay 70% more than the rest of the country?
I mean, we're a third world country here. We're not a nation state, Gavin Newsom. We're a third world country with shortages of basics like water and electricity. It's unbelievable. All right, we move over to the latest from Twitter. Apparently there's a business communication platform called Slack. And Twitter employees have been venting about Elon Musk's takeover. One said, we're all going through the five stages of grief in cycles. Everyone's nerves are frazzled. This was a senior staff software engineer.
These are people who run a gigantic message board. And you listen to the language they use, and it is like
he's a senior staff software engineer. Be careful.
Like, but I mean the emotion, the intensity, it is like a religious cult. How many things in your life do you feel this deeply about where you would talk in this manner? The five stages of grief, everyone's nerves are frazzled. The five stages of grief is usually when someone in your very close to you in your family dies.
But they believe that the company is dying now.
Right.
And but they've worked there for years and put their hearts into it.
It's a company. It's a business that allows people to post messages, and then you make your money by selling the ads in between the messages. It's not
they continue to write, we're all spinning our wheels and coming up with worst-case scenarios. Trump returns, no more moderation. The fact is that Musk has not talked about what he's planning on doing in any detail outside of broad, sweeping statements that could easily be seen as hyperbolic showboating.
But if you're sitting in your miserable little cubicle, why would you possibly care whether Trump is tweeting or not? Why would you possibly care if comments are being moderated or not? What's your emotional investment in what other people are posting? They want to keep their little religious environment pure. They don't want any anti-woke sentiment. They don't want any free speech. They don't want to read insults or jokes or opposing viewpoints. Because this is the way people used to react. I remember as a kid, the heavily religious, they would get very angry if you said something that they would consider blasphemous, right?
Yeah.
If you'd say something like, well, I don't believe in God. I don't think God is good. Why does God allow these bad things to happen? And I remember hearing adults at that time going, oh, don't say that. God, show some respect. Who are you to question God? It's the same reaction here. It's a religious, emotional investment in this weird concept of Twitter, which, again, is a message board.
Some of them may leave because I didn't realize this. Many Twitter employees receive half or more of their compensation in stock. They were told on Monday they're not going to receive any stock once the company goes private. There's no such thing. Musk is taking the company private. So that could affect their decisions moving forward as to whether or not they want to continue.
The stock price has been crap. On the first day it went public, at the end of the day after the IPO, the IPO was set at $26. At the end of the day, it had gone up to $45. That basically was it. The other day, it was at $49. So in 8 years, the stock has gone up 10%.
Well, then he's got a good deal because he's spending $54.20 a share to buy the company.
That's why he was able to get it. He spent so much that the board had to take the deal because they had a legal responsibility to maximize profit, maximize the value for the shareholders. If he'd done it in the 40s, they would have said, well, it's already in the 40s. We don't have to take it. But in the 50s, it's like, hey, nobody else is going to offer this. We have to take it.
I love this. Following the back and forth among multiple employees angry about the news, some warned that their communications on Slack could be searched. The employees then move their conversations onto their personal devices using an encrypted chat application called Signal. I thought tech people would be smarter than this. If somebody realized one day, you know what? They could probably find all the crap we're saying about the company here. Maybe we ought to find another forum.
So here's some of the quotes. Laura Gomez, a Musk-owned Twitter, and she won't print the word Musk. She puts an asterisk where the U is. That's like it's almost like Musk is a dirty word, you see? So Musk on Twitter is one of the greatest threats to the 2022 and 2024 elections. We are effed if this happens.
Wow.
What do you mean we are effed? What you're just a little tiny mouse.
They think they got Biden elected over Trump. They think by removing Trump from Twitter.
Oh, right, right.
That was one of the reasons for his demise in the election.
But that's right, by censoring and shutting down a news article. Right. See, you notice that the Musk people, what you call them, libertarian, conservative, free speech people, they're not trying to shut down anybody. It's these woke a-holes that can't listen to any opposing arguments. We first saw this, mentioned this many times, years ago at Yale University. A bunch of young women had a freak out because one of the Yale administrators had published a memo publicly saying, hey, you can wear any Halloween costume you want. You don't have to worry about being too provocative or offensive. It's like Halloween is for, you know, for fun. And they started crying and screaming at the administrator who put out that memo. They couldn't take, you're supposed to protect us, they shouted. You're supposed to make this safe. And this is now, you add 8 more years to that, and now they're all working. And they really get emotionally disturbed if there's unsafe thoughts or speech being posted. And anything, it's unsafe if they disagree with it. If it's something they don't like, it's I don't feel safe. I don't feel safe. Look what they're posting. They're posting things I don't agree with. I'm not safe.
That is, again, it's that highly sensitive self-esteem generation that pretty worked up over things that they just don't want to hear.
They've kind of devolved into like they're just incoherent psychological messes. They're like little toddlers constantly having a fit. Oh my God, people are saying things. They're writing things. And I can't control it anymore. I have to control when people say it right. I can't stand this. What a terrible world.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
A reminder, if you go to recalldageorgegascon.com, they are going to have the petitions at every LA County City Hall this weekend between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. So if you have a city hall where you live, you have to have a city hall. You can see the complete list at that website. You can go there between 11 and 2 and sign the petition in person. It's time to bring the vegan into the show.
Finally.
Because I think you had mentioned this yesterday, and she loves this story. So apparently, John, they have recalled a whole bunch of beef. 120,000 pounds of beef has been recalled due to possible E. coli contamination. And, you know, E. coli, a little tough to deal with because of one particular reason, bloody diarrhea. No one likes to hear those words together.
No.
I don't like to hear blood or diarrhea separately.
No, you put it together, that's really unpleasant.
I have learned, maybe from watching too many movies or reading too many books, that if you have blood in your stool, it's not a good thing.
Mm-mm. It's not a good day.
You need to go to the doctor ASAP.
You do.
Yeah, it's probably
and I
already.
I do get asked that when I do checkups occasionally. Is there any blood in your stool? Like, no, I hope not.
No, I would have already jumped off the roof.
It's a New Jersey-based company, John's hometown, Lakeside Refrigerated Services, is recalling all this ground beef. The beef products were produced between February 1st through April 8th of this year. They were shipped nationwide, according to the recall. So you'd probably have to make sure you don't have any of these products in your freezer.
The E. coli is a bacteria, and it produces the shiga toxin. The shiga, yes, S-H-I-G-A.
And you might go mashugana.
By the way, there's been plenty of E. coli stories about lettuce.
Well, we're not not talking about those stories right now, are we? We're talking about meat.
We do talk about them, but yeah, we thought this was a fair and balanced.
Especially
to bring up meat.
Bagged lettuce. Bagged lettuce.
Yes, that was the past. This is the present.
That's right. She wants you to know that. Oh, and by the way, you can end up vomiting quite a bit too. Most people recover after a week, but some people can have kidney failure, a kind of kidney failure.
Hemolytic uremic syndrome.
Yeah. How's it pronounced?
Hemolytic uremic.
Yeah, you're right. Hemolytic.
Known as HUS.
Nobody wants HUS. No. And again, as like everything, including COVID, if you're young or you're old with a bad immune system, you could be going the way of kidney failure if you ingest the tainted
E. coli beef. God has a way of thinning out the weak and the old.
By tainting hamburger?
Well, by creating bacteria that, or you know, viruses, and that's who it's going to take out.
Oh,
you know,
that's nice.
Got the weak in any group will be thinned out.
John, are you going to eat less meat this week, especially out in a restaurant? You don't know where they get the meat.
Actually, no. I had meat twice yesterday, and I'm going to have meat twice today.
That's not unusual.
I had beef brisket for lunch, and I have a steak at home. And then yesterday I had a steak, and then I stopped at In-N-Out on the way in. And I
when
bought
you say had a steak, is that like a real thick piece of meat steak?
Well, it's about 4 ounces that I make for myself. It's like a thin-cut steak.
Oh.
Takes about 2 minutes to
And you had brisket for lunch?
Yeah. You know,
that just
like at a barbecue.
Seems so weird to me. I mean, I think of salads and maybe pasta, avocado toast.
A quick sandwich, right, but a whole.
Right, but brisket?
If I can't have meat, I literally don't know what to eat. Like, sometimes I've thought, well, you know, I've had meat every night this week. I should have something else. And then I'm stumped. I don't have the something else. I don't know where to go. I don't know what aisle to shop in. Like, I've gone
you
to the grocery store.
You have sometimes. You have, well, I guess that's meat.
Yeah, it's beef.
What about hot dog or? Well, it's not beef.
Oh well, no,
it's a beef hot dog.
Right. Yeah, but it's like there's nowhere to go.
Pasta, you like pasta?
Yeah, the thing is, if I eat too much pasta, I get fat.
And you don't think that eating too much meat will do the same thing?
Not as much as the pasta. Pasta bloats me up.
So half.
I can have some of it.
Half a serving.
Half a serving.
Look, I'll give you a bunch of ideas off the air of what you can
eat. That's what I want.
instead of beef. I have a ton, and they're great.
So you
lunch.
Don't have bloody diarrhea.
Exactly. I don't want you to have bloody diarrhea.
I want Deborah recipes. That's,
all right,
that's
coming
my
up
dream.
Next, the George Gascon recall desk will be activated. We'll be talking once again to Kathy Cady, a former prosecutor who now helps crime victims deal with Gascon's policies. Coming up next.
John and Ken show. Deborah Marquez, the news, KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.